Just want to introduce that I'm speaking to Cheryl Ant, and in Seattle currently. And I wanted to know, where was the family living at when you were born?
Well, when
Kinlock,
I was born,
Collinsville.
No, when I was born, we were living in Kinlock because I was born in Kinlock.
You were born in Kinlock. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I always wondered about that because I know the family moved a few times, and I wasn't sure where we were at that time.
Right.
Okay.
No, I was born in Kinlock.
And which child are you of the siblings? Like
I'm the eighth of nine.
The youngest girl. Okay. All right. And who was of your siblings, who was still living at home when you were coming up?
Melvin and Elaine was still at home during my time. They were there for a short period, but they were the ones that was there.
Okay. And how long did you guys live in Kinlock before moving, that you can recall?
Well, from what I can recall, Steve was born in Kinlock too, so we were there for a number of years. I remember going to elementary school in Kinlock. I think the school was called Dunbar Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. And I went there for kindergarten. And later, after that, we moved.
Okay. And where'd you guys move to?
We moved all the way to Collinsville, Illinois.
Okay. All right. So what prompted the family to move to Collinsville?
I don't know. I was so young, I really couldn't tell you why we moved. I don't know if it had anything to do with us staying with great-grandma for a minute, and then I think we had our own home for a minute. I just remember a long driveway leading up to our house, and that was the driveway that the nurse always came up when she was coming to give Steve his shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can remember.
Was that in Collinsville?
That was in Kinlock.
Oh, in Kinlock. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I don't really know. I assume when we got to Collinsville, I was in first grade.
Okay.
So I would say we were in Kinlock for a while.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So when you say living with great-grandmother, who was that?
Great-grandma Fryer.
Okay.
And I don't remember much about that because I don't think we were there that long.
Mm-hmm.
But we were very familiar with our church that we joined and all our friends at the church and things that were going on in Kinlock at that time. I can remember a little bit about that.
Right. So what church did you guys attend in Kinlock?
Oh, the name of that church. Southern Mission.
Southern Mission. The same one that I think Elaine and Joy attend that church today, I think, still.
Yeah, they attend the church today. But it was Southern Mission under Reverend Yates, who was Robert Earl's godfather.
Ah, okay. Didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Robert Earl that was Linda's husband, right?
No. Robert Earl, and Jewel's son, Robert Earl.
Oh, Bobby. Okay. Bobby. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was his godfather, Reverend Yates.
Ah, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So before I go to Collinsville, tell me about Melvin. What do you recall about Melvin growing up?
You know, I don't remember a whole lot in Kenmore during that time. I knew that he had a lot of friends, Melvin Snyder, the Harklesses, and, you know, they knew all my older siblings, and they stayed right around in the area, you know, where we lived, and I just knew them from being with my brother and how much they loved to be with my brother, how much they loved coming over our house, and how much they loved my parents and all that. That's really all I can remember. I know they used to run around together and that kind of stuff, but that's about all I can remember as far as Kenlock goes.
Okay.
I knew they were, you know, out and about all the time.
Now, I know you and I talked before, and you mentioned that Melvin was in a singing group.
Yeah, but he didn't get into that singing group until we were in Collinsville.
Ah, okay. Okay. Tell me about that.
Growing up in Collinsville was challenging to me at times, you know, at a young age. I wasn't really aware of the blatant racism, you know, that existed and until after I got older. But, you know, I could see it and I can feel it, you know, whether I could understand it or not. But, you know, it was there. But my brother, I would used to see him come in and get his relaxer kit and stuff for his hair. And I would have to go to the store and get some mineral oil and stuff. He would relax his hair and conk it like James Brown. I think that's where they first started that stuff. They picked it like James Brown, and he and a few friends of theirs had a little singing group, and they would rehearse at the house, and all some of them had their hair conked, some of them didn't, but either it was slick on the sides or, you know, something. But I really, at that time, I thought my brother was the handsomest man in the world. I really did.
Because I didn't even know he sang until you told me that.
Oh, yeah. He was singing in a little group. I don't know the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with some of his friends. You know, they used to sing. And I know they would go different places and sing. But, of course, I was too young to go, you know. And I don't know some of the places that they went to.
Right.
But that was, you know, what I remember him doing other than teaching me how to drive and letting me drive his car, you know, talking about don't tell mother, you can take it around the block, you know, and I took it, you know, so that was most of the time, that was it, because he was just coming in and out, you know.
Yeah, I think he loved cars, because if I recall talking to Steve, and even Uncle Steve said he taught him how to drive, if I remember correctly.
Right. He for sure did. He always had a car. That 57, 58, I guess, Chevy. He always had, you know, a Chevy. Always had that car. So that was that's what I learned off of. And of course, you know, he always give me a little money, you know, that kind of thing. But he was just the older brother, and he was not there all the time.
Right.
I always had girlfriends, always had women calling the house, always had women all over the place. You know, I mean, every time I turn around, with another girlfriend or somebody calling us, you know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember when we were in Seattle at that church, the little white church on Rainier. And we had family day, and he was singing with the family. But I just thought he was just singing with the family. I didn't know that he sang when he was younger.
Oh, yeah, he could sing. You know, all my brothers and sisters could sing. Yeah, so he could sing.
Okay. Did he sing in the church growing up, you know?
Well, yeah, him and we. I remember them, Ed. I remember those guys singing in church. I remember them being deacons in church in Kinlock.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all that. I remember the Young Spiritualites when Uncle Charles started them, and they started singing and going to different churches and places singing and having rehearsal over Uncle Charles' house. And, I wanted to sing in that group so bad I didn't know what to do. I mean, they were jamming. I mean, they could sing, David. I ain't kidding. Everywhere they went, people loved them and wanted them to sing. As much as I could go, I would go. I didn't get to go all the time, but I would try to go to some of the rehearsals some of the time, and the rehearsals was really funny because you know my brother Wee.
Right.
He knew his part. He knew it all. He couldn't say Uncle Charles was wrong, somebody else was wrong, and everybody would be tired of him, you know, and they'd be saying, come on, let's just sing, and he'd get mad. He would leave. Oh, I was like, man. They put up with him in that group, but when they got together, they could sing.
Was it mostly family? Was it mixed with family and friends?
It was mixed with family and friends, but all my mom's kids, except for me and Steve,
mm-hmm.
sang in the group, and then they had some of their friends that
okay.
came to sing. Some of Wee's in-laws, when he married Mildred, they sang mm-hmm. in the group.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, they could sing, boy. Nothing better.
Right, right. And you said Uncle Charles started that, huh?
Uncle Charles, yes. Uncle Charles started that because Uncle Charles loved music. He was like a director musician kind of, I guess you could
mm-hmm.
say. He knew mm-hmm. music. He could hear music and knew what, you know, and so, and my mom was too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we got it from that side of the family. Because even though my dad's side of the family could sing too, they could sing too.
Right.
But as
right.
far as going in depth with music and all that, I think it came more from my mom's side.
Hmm.
My mom
okay.
could direct. My mom could play a little bit of the piano. You know, so I think it came from that side more so. But he
well,
had them.
Interesting. So I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that she played the piano a little bit.
Yeah, Mom played a little bit. She played a little bit, and she made me take piano lessons and Joyce, which I
mm-hmm.
can stand that. I can stand no piano lessons. But I really wished I had continued because I love organ music, and
right.
they say. You know, the beginning is when you play piano, you can kind of, you know, play the organ too.
Play the
so,
organ. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I messed that up.
Where'd you take the lessons at?
In Connellsville with some old white lady.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
mom was working for, you know, she always worked for white people.
Right, right.
And I hated that.
So
and so we didn't have to clean the lady's house to pay for the lesson. So you know I was upset.
Yeah, because you didn't want to do lessons anyway.
I sure didn't.
Right, right.
Mm-mm. So that's what we did. Until
okay.
I just wasn't doing it no more. I was done. Yeah.
So that's what she did pretty much, you know, that you can recall work-wise?
Yeah, work-wise. She always worked for those folks and,
mm-hmm.
you know, clean their house, cook for them, wash their clothes, iron.
Right.
You know, all that kind of stuff, yep.
Okay, okay.
And the other thing, Dave, is that my mom didn't get her GED until we moved to Collinsville because I remember helping her with her homework. We would be in the floor doing our homework at the same time.
Really?
But she was determined to get her GED, and she did.
Okay, okay.
In Collinsville. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
About how old were you at that time?
I think I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was in middle school because I think my mom was 50-something.
Okay.
I think she was when she got it.
Okay, so that was must have been real important to her.
Oh, it was. She was determined. And she did do it.
Now, I remember growing up, she used to do arts and crafts and stuff with clay. Used to make pottery and stuff.
She did.
Okay.
And when she really got into it was when they when we moved to East St. Louis, I think they had for elders, you know, for seniors, and they had a place for them to go inside of the projects that we lived in. There was a place for them to go, and they would make their pottery stuff, and they had a kiln at that place where they could fire it. Huh?
Was that the Oral Weathers building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
she really liked that, and she was good at it.
Mhm. Yeah, because I know everybody had a bowl at their house or something.
I'm telling you, something.
Yeah, I know. Mama had it was a potato or something. with the top, you take the top off. You know.
Oh, it was a corn.
Corn or something. Yeah.
Because I have it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We kept it. Mhm.
Yeah.
I have that corn dish.
Yeah.
And the top came off of it. And I had a couple of other things of hers.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. Growing up, going over to, you know, over to the Oral Weathers building. And she, I didn't know where she did it at, but she always had stuff. And then everybody had it in their house. They had some piece in their house on the dining room table.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So tell me about my mom. What can you recall about my mom growing up?
Well, the only thing I can remember, because I was kind of young and I was able to drive back and forth, so I would drive to St. Louis from East St. Louis. And whenever I felt like I wanted to go over there, I would go. And I would go and visit her. She lived on the street. I don't know the name of the street. I don't know if it was Minerva or not, but she lived on the street. That was down the street from, I mean, the street that she lived on, there was a restaurant that she worked at, and it was down the street from her house. She could walk to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always try to get over there when she was at the restaurant because she made the best hamburgers you could eat. I mean, I would walk up in there just like she owned the restaurant, and she knew that I was wanting my hamburger. And she would bake, took that hamburger and the buns and put everything. Boy, you talking about good eating? That was really good eating. And then later on, you know, we'd walk up to the house or either I'd meet her at the house after she got off work or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would stay with her, you know, on and off. And that was when I think that was when I first met your dad. I think it was at the house. I'm thinking that that's where it was at.
Right.
We, yeah, I think that was the street. But she could cook. She can cook. I mean, I think Elaine could tell you that she could cook because they said she would be baking pies and cakes and stuff. And I think they told me a story about one time Ed took the pies and cakes or something off the windowsill or something. I ate them or something. And she was so mad or something. He got in trouble or something. I don't know. But she could cook. She could cook and she could bake.
Yeah.
And,
Go ahead. I was going to say, cause I was telling you the other day when I was talking to you, me, Oliver, and Larry was trying to figure out the recipe to them sugar cookies she used to make because she was always baking.
Always. And when you come to the house, it was always something there, or either she would bake it while you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That went all the way to Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I remember when I was very young, when she was living in St. Louis, I don't know the name of the street that she was living on, and then the back, if you go out her back, her backyard or her back door, go out her back door, you walk down the path to go to the store. And that's the store she would always want me to go to get her a Pepsi. I think that was it, just a Pepsi, because I couldn't get no cigarette. I just to get a Pepsi Pepsi Cola. But that's what she was drinking. RC or Pepsi, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she would save her bottles on the back porch, and I would take all those bottles and go to the store, cash them in, and get her soda and bring it back. And the one day that I went down that path to go to that store, them kids met me on the path, and they said, don't go down there, because this girl was down there, and I don't remember her name, but she was a bully. And she would be taking our money. She would beat them up and take their money, and I never ran into her, so I didn't know who they were talking about, but they were saying, she's down there, she's going to get your money, she's going to take your bottles and all that. Look, your mama was standing up in the door. She told me to get my tail down there to that store and get her pot. And that's all I knew. And I went down that trail, and lo and behold, that girl was standing down there. That girl beat me down and took the bottles and the little money that I had and everything. And I was crying, and I was scared to go back to the house. But I went back to the house, and your mama was sitting there, and she was looking for her stuff. Where's my stuff?
Right.
And I tried to tell her about the girl that beat me up and took it. I couldn't even get it all out before she was tearing me up with a wet washcloth. You get out here, you go back and you get my money, and you better come back here with that pop, you know, with that soda. You better come back here with it, and you know what kind, and close the door. Put me out the back and close the door. I was scared to death. I was like, how am I going to beat up this girl? This girl already done beat me up.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get my money back or whatever. So I knew I couldn't go back home because I didn't have the pop. And I just, look, I went down that pathway, and that girl was standing down there waiting for the next group of kids to come so she could get, you know, get whatever. Because at that time we was buying nut chews and bitter honey. You know, you can get it for 2 cents.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we can get it for 2 cents and Boston baked beans and lemon heads, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff we was eating. And she was wanting, you know, the money and stuff to go buy her some stuff. And so I saw that girl. I said, oh, here we go. She said, oh, you coming back. You know, you got some more or something. She was saying something like that. All I know, David, is that I just went in. And when I went in, I got my money and I don't know who else money. And my bottles was laying down there on the ground. I got my bottles and I went to that store crying and I was wiping my nose and stuff. And I got the man in the store was asking me what was wrong, what was going on, because he knew about the girl. He knew that.
Okay.
And I went back home with my stuff, and the man at the store, I think, got in touch with that girl's father, and she came over to your mom's house. He came over to your mom's house and bought her with it and made her apologize and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's the first time I could figure out I could fight. I'll tell you that. And that's the last time I got beat up. I tell you that.
Now, that story really reminds me of something that you would do instead of my mama.
Oh. Look, boy, she was rough. Because I don't know, Elena can tell you, Gina can tell you that she was rough when it came down. She said she beat Ed. I don't know. But she was not going for nobody being beat up. And that wet washcloth hurt more than anything.
Oh, I can imagine.
All across my face, my back, my arms. I'm like, man.
She wasn't playing.
Was not. And like I said, that was the last time I got beat up.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny. I was surprised you went back down there.
Where was I going to go, David? Yeah. I couldn't get back in the house.
Couldn't get back in the house?
No, she put me out and shut the door.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah. And I know I had to get back home.
Right.
I'm talking about get home with my own mama.
Well,
And I had to go through her to get to my home. I'm like, no.
Right, right.
Yeah, for real.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
So
but
you,
that's most of all, you know, of what I can remember of her other than singing in, you know, in the singing group and, you know, that kind of stuff. She was a sweet person to me. She didn't take no mess, you know.
Right.
And she didn't like no mess. You know, she didn't like a lot of, you know. So that's basically what I know of her, because I didn't have a lot of time with her.
Right.
Other than when we were going to Kansas City for the family reunions and stuff, and, you know, her house was always opened up, or Averly's house or whatever was always opened up, and she was always cooking, and, you know, they were always getting things. The older siblings I never had a lot of interaction with.
Right.
You know, until much later in my life, and by that time she was gone.
Right.
But I did, you know, spend some time with her. I stayed with her a little bit of the time, you know, so I did get to know her a little bit.
So you mentioned the reunions being in Kansas City sometimes. Where was that at and what was that like?
They were at Averly's house.
Okay.
They were always in the backyard. And it was always a lot of us there, and we would have to sleep on pallets on the floor. And Averly could make the best pallets. You would think you were in a bed. And all the kids were all over the floor, all over in every room, and the parents and everybody was cooking and laughing and talking, and the men were basically out in the backyard getting stuff together, you know, tables and stuff and moving things around. And it was always a fun time for me. I really enjoyed it. Every time we went, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And my mom made sure that we, you know, we got there one way or the other. We would get there. But I enjoyed it, going to Kansas. I did.
Yeah, I remember there's a picture that I have in the backyard, and Annie is in the front of the picture.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you recall that, but I think that's one of the reunions.
Probably, because all the kids would be there.
Right.
All the kids would be there. And even, you know, and Marvin and Clifford and them, they would all be there. It was really good. It was a fun time for me. It was exciting. I was always excited when that time came, and I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. So for today, that's all I want to cover. But when I talk to you again, I want to talk about your athleticism and where that came from. And when did you start playing sports?
Okay.
Because and really your competitiveness, because I see it, in the kids, and you know, I want to know where that come from. Because when you were telling me the story about my mom, I don't know why, I just imagine you being her saying that.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
And the reason I say that is because you don't take no mess either.
No, I don't, because I got it from her.
So I can see somebody coming to your house.
No, she broke it up.
Yeah.
It was there, but she brought it to life, because I didn't, you know, I didn't know nothing about it. Wouldn't say nothing to nobody to try to get into no squabbles or nothing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, no, but I really appreciate the info, and because I've always wanted to talk to you, and then I just wanted to get your perspective on the family and what you remember growing up and about your siblings and, you know, what it was like in Collinsville and Kinlock and so forth. So,
yeah,
really appreciate it. And I forgot, or I forget, I would say, that there's a gap between you and your siblings. And so, you know, because for those of us that came along, like when I came along and after us, we all think y'all grew up together.
Yeah, exactly. Because Mom was pregnant when Jewel was pregnant and when Jean was pregnant. They were all pregnant, I think, around the same time, a couple of times or something like that.
Okay.
But, you know, my older siblings, I just spent a little time with them. I spent a little time with Wee, got to know him a little bit. I spent a little time with Ed. You know, I spent the night over there a few times and spent the night over Wee's a few times. And just to, you know, get to know them because I didn't know them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know or did you have any time, spend any time with any family on your mom's side?
No, I didn't know them at all. I knew my Uncle John. He used to come and visit Mom. He was very dark, and he smoked cigarettes and cigars and pipes and all that stuff until eventually he had to have one of those machines that he had to speak through because he had his, what do you call it?
His trachea taken out?
Yeah. And I knew him. I knew Uncle Charles, of course, because Uncle Charles was the baby, I think. He was next to my mom, I think. But I knew him, you know, from always coming by Mom's and bringing us books to read and very soft-spoken, you know. I never heard him, to this day, I never heard him raise his voice, holler, scream, or anything like that. Never. Uncle John, I've seen him get upset. Uncle John, look, Uncle John packed his pistol and knife and everything else, and he'll pull it out and put it on the table while he was sitting there drinking coffee with my mom. So I knew he was a different breed, you know.
Right.
But those are the only two other than Amber Lee. They're the only ones that I knew.
Where did Uncle John live?
Uncle John lived in Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, he lived in Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas City, Kansas. Because I remember when we would go up to Kansas City, Kansas, my mom would have me drive across the bridge, I think it was, over into Missouri, and we would go visit Uncle John and his wife.
You remember what her name was?
I don't remember. Maggie? I don't remember. I think it was Maggie.